Welcome to Puentes a la Comunidad, Bridges to the Community. Hello, I'm your host, Emily Guerra. My guests on this edition are New Mexico Breastfeeding Task Force Nurse Consultant, Kimberly Smetzer, and Breastfeeding Workplace Liaison, Suzanne Staley. To talk to us about the importance of breastfeeding, thank you for joining me on Puentes.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you. It's wonderful to meet you.
You're welcome. First of all, let's talk about some of the misconceptions about breastfeeding. You know, breastfeeding has, of course, been around since man has been on this planet.
It has. I mean, we all exist because breastfeeding has happened when we first done. Sometimes in our culture, we've gone a little bit further away from it, and now we're realizing that evidence shows that our babies are so much healthier if they're fed from their mother. So we are trying to work on increasing how many moms are able to breastfeed and supporting that process.
Suzanne.
Well, we represent the New Mexico Breastfeeding Task Force, and we're one of the oldest breastfeeding coalitions in the country. We've been around since 1988. And the most important work that we do is we work to improve the overall health of New Mexican families. And one of the ways we do that is by creating supportive environments for mothers to breastfeed. We do that in many different ways. We have a couple really important projects that we wanted to share with you today.
Together with Suzanne and all of the different people in the task force, we're working towards increasing something that we have discovered that really helps moms be successful from the beginning, from birth at the hospital or birthing center where they deliver their baby, be successful at breastfeeding. That project's called the Baby Friendly Designated Hospital System. There are over 289 in the country. Right now, currently, we have 8 birthing facilities out of the 30 that are here in New Mexico that are designated with baby-friendly status. We have several more that are on the pathway working towards baby-friendly, so we're trying to help support those hospitals and making sure that moms get the very best start. Baby-friendly is important for all moms. It encourages those things that all moms want after their babies are born. Getting to hold their baby that first few hours after they're born, not having them taken away and put in a nursery in a window somewhere. So baby-friendly encourages that time, encourages them to be able to stay skin-to-skin with their babies and get to bond as a family unit. It also encourages that moms get to keep those babies in their room with them for the entire time they're in the hospital, not taking them away and coming back and forth, but keeping them with them, which builds time for moms to learn and benefit from and learn from how to take care of their babies.
When did that change start?
Here in New Mexico, we've been working on this project for about 4 years. Healthy People 2020 has a goal, is to make about, I think the 8-point-something% is what they want for babies to be born in baby-friendly hospitals. As of this year, the United States reached the 14.2% goal, so we beat and exceeded the Healthy 20. We started the project about 4 years ago from a grant from Kellogg's Foundation to increase the number of babies that are in baby-friendly hospitals. The first hospital in New Mexico to become was actually Zuni Indian Tribe. They have a birthing facility, and they were able to actually reach the designation, I think, in November of 2013. And then since then, we've got 7 more facilities. Here in just southern New Mexico, we have 2 of the facilities that are baby-friendly designated.
So do you go also to people's homes to show them how to breastfeed?
One of the projects that the task force has implemented is a peer counseling program. And yes, if a mother invites us into her home, we will go into her home and help her. Sometimes we'll meet somewhere at a clinic or work over the phone or texting or whatever the choice is for the mom, whatever she's most comfortable with. But we do find that just a little bit of support can go a very long way with a mom. There's little road bumps along the way with breastfeeding, and if we can just kind of help her get over those bumps, she usually is set up for success. And we like to see babies breastfeed for at least 6 months. That is the recommendation from the American Academy of Pediatrics. So we help them reach those goals and any goals that they want. So some moms want to breastfeed for longer than that, and usually once they get to 6 months, they're usually, you know, they're good to go.
What are some of the challenges that breastfeeding families face here in New Mexico?
Sometimes it's a lack of support system, you know, the traditional support system that we've had. Maybe our great-grandparents, their support system was their sisters and cousins and aunts. And unfortunately, in the United States, we've lost that. So when a mom, oftentimes a mom comes to the hospital and said, I want to breastfeed, none of their family has ever breastfed before. So building those support groups, we have support groups through the hospitals, we have lactation consultants, we have peer counselors once the moms are discharged from the hospital. We have support groups where moms meet like on a weekly basis so that they can get the help and encouragement that they need.
Well, there was a trend when baby formula was created going back to the 1940s that people stopped breastfeeding.
You're right, and formula, it does have a place, and there are times when formula saves babies' lives, and that was what it was designed to do way back when. But formula companies have marketed themselves to be just as good as breast milk, quote unquote, but they that is completely incorrect. Babies were born to breastfeed. Breast milk is what their gut requires in order to have a fully functioning, healthy immune system. So when you start a baby off drinking cow milk, which is what formula is, and corn syrup and all these other additives, you set them up to fail. I mean, you all of a sudden see an increase in viruses and a whole host of other problems in babies. They're just, their immune systems are not as strong. So those babies get sicker more than breastfed babies. And we want to help mothers do what our bodies were designed to do. So when a baby is born, we start lactating. The hormones make us start lactating. And we want moms to just kind of go with what our bodies were designed to do. So we help them breastfeed, and we help them get over those road bumps, like I mentioned. And there is a place for formula if the mom and baby need to be separated for medical reasons, or if there's something going on medically, formula is acceptable. But other than that, really a baby should be drinking breast milk. That is what's going to give that baby the best chance at success and at a full, healthy life.
What is the most difficult thing a mother goes through in learning how to breastfeed?
Well, you know, a lot of moms, you hear the myths, or I don't have enough milk. They think that they don't have enough. 95% of all moms make enough milk for a couple of babies at start. But the myth of I don't have enough milk, or hearing that some other moms say, oh, it was so painful. Those things are, pain is an indication of a problem. You shouldn't hurt to breastfeed. It should be a natural process that feels comfortable. But when moms hear these things like it's going to hurt, or I don't think I have enough milk, those are things that I think can discourage moms. And sometimes if they didn't have that support that they needed, they would go to formula, because everybody wants the best thing for their baby. Nobody wants their baby to be hungry. So I think that it still ties into the don't have enough support. If we get the education, Baby Friendly is completely based on evidence-based medicine. American Academy of Pediatrics suggests babies should be breastfed exclusively for 6 months and through the first year or longer if moms and babies decide they want to. I mean, they know the benefits. They know we are facing a huge problem with childhood obesity, childhood diabetes, adult diabetes, all kinds of heart diseases and stuff that go along with obesity. And it's proven that breastfeeding just in itself decreases those risks dramatically.
And breastfeeding is also very good for the mother. And that's something that we forget because we focus so much on it being best for baby. But breastfeeding actually decreases mom's chances of developing breast cancer. And these days, everybody knows somebody with breast cancer. So anything we can do to decrease our chances of getting breast cancer, we really need to be doing that and supporting our mothers. It also helps with postpartum depression that mothers will develop. And it helps with balancing our hormones. And it can help with that, too. You asked about the challenges that moms face after they have a baby. One of those is returning into the workplace. Most moms, they need to go back to work. That's kind of just where we are right now. So, and they are required to go into work sooner than they'd like. So they have a little baby at home. And if they're breastfeeding, it makes it really hard to separate and to they would need to go pump milk for their baby. So one of the projects we've been working on is providing support and resources for employers and employees. And so we share with them the law, and the law states an employer, it's a federal law and it's a state law, and it states an employer should provide a clean and private space that's not a bathroom for their pumping mothers. And it's actually very simple, and we help employers carve out a space for their employees. And what we've noticed after we've developed this project and we've collected data is employers are already telling us they've seen an increase in productivity, an increase in morale, just by giving a mom this little space that's so important, because she can then pump milk for her baby and bring home a paycheck. And so she's able to do it both. And we're a support for both the moms and for the employers.
So you're educating the employers, the workplace, the families. What about the rest of the community?
I think that that goes along with it. We're trying to make breastfeeding the norm as opposed to the unusual. So, you know, again, you told us, like, in the past, breastfeeding kind of started to go away. Nowadays, we're trying to encourage moms that, you know, if you're in the mall and you need to feed your baby, there's nothing wrong with being able to have to take that time and feed your baby. In the past, people would say, oh, you need to go to the restroom for that. I mean, who wants to eat lunch in the restroom? So we're really trying to encourage the community to make it a norm, so that when somebody's for nursing their baby in the mall, and it's
but
not
to be
unusual.
Discreet, to cover themselves?
Well, I mean, everybody has a different comfort level for, you know, for nursing their baby. Some women, I mean, when the baby's nursing, they're pretty much covering themselves. I mean, that's what their little bodies do. Some moms really don't feel comfortable without some kind of a cover. But then some moms feel like they shouldn't have to cover up. I mean, we don't cover up on the beach when we're wearing these somewhat indecent bikinis and things, and that's definitely much, I mean, breastfeeding is natural. I think that's the most important point, is we're really trying to get to people to understand that it's a natural process, and take it away from being an indecent or nude problem.
Where can people find more information to learn about breastfeeding?
Well, the New Mexico Breastfeeding Task Force would be the best place to start if you're looking for any support groups or workplace help. If you want more information on the baby-friendly hospitals in your area, all things breastfeeding, they would go to our website, which is breastfeedingnewmexico.org.
Is there a local phone number they can call as well?
We have local chapter, so we have our Southern New Mexico chapter here in Las Cruces, and you can find all of that information on our website, and it will take you to Las Cruces, and it will take you to our chapter email and phone number, and we have a whole list of phone numbers for people depending on what their needs are. There's lactation consultants and counselors and workplace liaisons, and so depending on what the need is, they would navigate through the website.
Well, I really appreciate you taking the time to come on to Puentes, being a bridge to the community, which you are being. Again, for New Mexico Breastfeeding Task Force, we have nurse consultant Kimberly Smetzer and breastfeeding workplace liaison Suzanne Staley.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for joining me on Puentes. For KRWG, I'm Emily Guerra.